The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Wow, we had a little bit of technical, lots of updates on my computers and technology yesterday. So, been working to get everything connected. It looks like we're working. So, yay, it's good to be back with you guys today. So, I want to welcome everyone. It's been a couple of weeks. We've been taking some breaks. Hopefully, we'll be back on our weekly schedule. I say that because unexpected things seem to be happening lately. But that's okay. We will go with the flow. So today we're going to talk about May's energy from an astrology point of view and look at what dynamics are playing. It's interesting because when you look at it, there's all these different dynamics that you go, wow, why is all this happening to me? It's not necessarily happening to you, but we're experiencing a physical life here as a spiritual being. So I want to talk about, there's some challenging energy, but there's these rewards. The rewards are in there too. I love that. And I'm all about, let's focus on glass half full versus glass half empty. We have two perspectives, really. I mean, there's so many different perspectives and facets to life, but how are you actually looking at life? How are you actually focusing? And when we work with law of attraction and manifesting, and we've had a lot of that going on too, I mean, there's just been a lot of energy for working and manifesting faster and quicker. And as we move into new different types of energies, we see things that are just, wow, you know, it used to just take so much longer. And now all of a sudden, things are popping up. It might be a lot of unexpected surprise for you. And sometimes that can be stressful. Even if it's something you've been wanting and you've been working toward, then when it actually happens, there's almost, is that too good to be true? Is that happening? Of course, you want to keep your discernment about you. Absolutely. But if we freeze up and we're afraid to do anything or try anything moving forward, especially now, with everything in the world changing so quickly and so fast, that can be overwhelming if you don't take a step at all. Now you're going to feel like you were left behind the door while the world evolves. And you don't want that either. So we're in a learning phase. Whatever it is you don't understand or learn, that's what I'm doing. I'm working to learn a lot of things that I, you know, that aren't my expertise. Metaphysics, being intuitive, the spiritual realm, the whole thing that I've been doing for all these years, for my whole life, that's like second nature to me. I continually learn. I grow and evolve. I improve the skills I already have, but I'm also reaching out and I'm learning from others that are experts in other areas. And that's fantastic too. So don't be afraid to learn something new because it wakes up creativity for one. It also, you feel alive and we have energy for that. So I want to welcome everyone that's joining me in the live chat. Hello, we are over on my YouTube channel. You just look up Jen Royster and you should be able to find it. It's on my website too, embedded there. So we have so much going on. Here we are in May and we're almost halfway through this 2021 year. So where do you feel like you are right now? If you look back at January or the end of last year, where do you feel you are now? So We have a few over there. Good morning to everyone. It's good to see you guys. I have missed being with you guys. I know. And I did have to go every other week, a few weeks, because we had some things going on. It was better than taking a whole month off. So I just kind of spread it out. But we're back. I'm looking forward to being here every week. That is the intention. I'm going to just put that out there to the universe. I've been talking a lot and meditating and feeling that connection with Archangel Michael this morning, which was really cool. He's the protector angel, of course. And I just was asking him to just help me remember discernment or watch my back when, you know, don't watch the blind spots. At the same time, he's not doing it all for me. Absolutely not. But there's just this nice comfort to know that spirit has your back. Other dimensions that can see better than we can have our back. Right? And knowing that you're connected to one that is watching your back, not trying to be mischievous and cause you to blunder and get all whacked out with things. Good morning, guys. Hello to you. Feels good. I see my posse showing up over in YouTube. I love you guys. I've missed you. Really have missed you guys. I do miss it because I love being here with you too. You guys give me the energy to keep going as well. I hope you know that. You may come here for something, but I feel like as much as I'm giving, I receive so much back from you as well. So I just want to say thank you for that, because that's the way the energy works. We build a dynamic and we're working as a group together to support one another. So let's talk about this May energy a little bit. I want to give you some insights on it, and then we'll take some questions, but I want to give you the information, okay? I want to make sure I want to make sure I'm not getting tangled up in this mic because that can sound annoying. Okay. First of all, there's quite a bit. This is a pivotal month. When we look at astrology, this is a pivotal month. I want to also bring up numerology. If you are seeing frequencies or sequences of a lot of numbers, the same thing, like 1111 or 1212 or 222 or 3, you know, pay attention to that because it's messages that are specific for you in where you are on your journey right now. I'm starting to see a consistent number as well. And I mean, every day. So I know it's transformative right now for me and it's moving. So that's what I wanted to bring up. I want to make sure you guys know that. Pay attention to those numbers and, you know, jot them down and keep track of what they are. And we can talk about that. We'll have to do a whole episode on that next week, maybe, is what I'm thinking. Shadonna, thank you. I appreciate it. She's giving me a compliment on my appearance. And I just want to say, for those listening on audio, I want to just say thank you. I feel happier. I feel freer. I think you guys are seeing the energy inside coming through because I haven't changed any. I mean, I guess I got a year older. I had a birthday last week. But I feel fantastic, actually, because I feel alive again, because I feel like it's growing and moving. And this is what all of us have been just excited about. So you guys are seeing that energy, and I'm just grab some. It's unlimited. It's not just me. It's the energy that I've brought in. And I really was feeling those angels this morning. So thank you guys. So let's talk about May. Okay. First of all, we have a rare blue moon. There's two big major highlights in May. There's a rare blue moon. We haven't had one of those since 2019. And it's a lunar eclipse. So that's a big one. We'll talk a little bit more about that. The blood moon just means it may look red. It doesn't, you know, it's not negative or anything. But eclipses, if you remember with moon energy, when we look at it from the metaphysical point of view that way, an eclipse magnifies or intensifies the energy of that particular alignment. So it's more intense. And I will go over why that one could pop up some challenges, but there's something good in there. You just have to remember that if you may feel it. Jupiter also is another highlight of the month. Jupiter is moving into Pisces. That's a very spiritual sign, very intuitive sign. It flows. It's a flowing type in different directions to explore. And it hasn't been, Jupiter, remember, is the planet of expansion, manifesting, abundance. You know, look past what you're used to and step out of the box and go for it. We haven't had that lineup since 2009. So that's been a while since we've had that lineup. So the rare blood moon, that one, the reason that's a highlight is that that's where the challenges could pop up. You may have some unexpected things that are finished, completed. Maybe you thought they were just going to keep on going, but no, let's just finish it now and let's move on. You know, don't let that freak you out. Look for the gift inside of it. You may have some unexpected endings to things, but it really is offering. It could feel challenging because, you know, whenever that happens and it's something that we're just so used to for years, we feel out of the box. We feel out of our comfort zone. And that's really what causes that. Ooh, I don't know about an ending. We have to practice letting go of energy that really needs to move, because then you go forward. You go forward. So soul growth opportunities are going to pop up with that. Soul growth opportunities to level up. We have to level up if we want to raise that frequency and move into a better way of life. That's entirely a motto here for 2021. I mean, it was almost like last year was disassembling everything, literally, still a little bit. And now we see the overlap of something still disassembling, but there's also this production of something new in a different direction. Out there in the world. It's completely out there. Now, Jupiter being the planet of expansion and abundance, this is where I want you to hear this part. And this is where I would love for you to focus when you feel the challenge. This is what I'm planning to do when this pops up. Okay. And I'll give dates about what that is in just a moment. I want you to open your eyes and look at the possibilities. Look at the possibilities. You need to be willing to see past your comfort zone at the gifts and talents that you have and what you can do with them. Maybe differently, redirect them, strengthen them, or actually embrace them and use them. This is the gift that comes in on the coattail of the challenges in May, okay? Keep that one in mind. Please pay attention to that. Okay. So let's go into this. If it's one of the most potent, pivotal months, it really is. This is a big turning point in the year. Because of this shift, we're actually going to be shifting big. So I want to keep you informed of that. I don't want you to panic if something unexpectedly changes for you. That means I want you to think about it this way. It's like, okay, this is kind of scary. Wasn't expecting that. But I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to smile with my soul. You may not feel like smiling on the outside. You might be bawling. I don't know. I want you to smile on the inside and let that grow and let that expand and let that show you the possibilities of which way you're going now in a different direction. It's a big deal. Okay. So a blood moon eclipse, let's talk about that a little bit. They can be intense. Okay, it can be intense, so you may feel that. That's the disruption, the unexpected. It's like just something disruptive in life. It doesn't necessarily mean an ending. It could mean just something disruptive and throwing you off guard. This is where you want to find your grounding. You want to anchor in, and you want to be stable and don't lose trust in your intuition. You want to keep your wits about you with that, your discernment. And know that if you are still feeling consistent pulls and tugs to go in a certain direction, then if you're hesitating, you need to ask yourself, why am I hesitating? Am I not trusting myself? What's going on there? You want to pay attention to that. Where's the gifts and talents that you have, and what can you use them for to contribute? What can you do with them? We all have different diversities. Not everybody's going to be the expert in the same thing. I mean, sometimes I find myself in unexpected paths and journeys because I go exploring and I go, I don't even know how I ended up here. Honestly, that kind of happened with doing podcasting. But this is natural for me. It's just easy to do. even with the challenges and the unexpected. Some people, there is no way they're going to do live. Okay. There's like no way, but life is life. I just want to keep it real. And when you're watching live, you're seeing the real deal. You're going to see the unexpected. You're going to see if something happens with technology. We had a little bit that today. I had to find a workaround, but it works. It's just going with the flow, just going, okay, all right, let's see what we can do. And because you have to do a workaround sometimes in life, you learn something. You actually learn how to do something differently or better and have more options. You don't feel trapped like, oh, if it doesn't work out this exact way that I've planned, now everything's going to fall apart. It doesn't have to fall apart. It doesn't have to. We just think it does, or we believe that it does. It doesn't have to fall apart. It probably is a redirection, and some things have to disassemble for something new to come in. So keep that in mind. Now, remember, we haven't experienced a blood moon like this since 2019, so it might feel stronger because it's been a couple of years since we felt it. And this energy cycle's kind of been working on and building since the beginning of 2020. So it's been, you know, working its way to be here. Now, while they can be potent, they can also help you. Remember, they can help you level up on a spiritual awareness, waking up, just seeing the bigger picture, just getting it like, oh, wow, you know, I never thought of it that way before. As hard as it can be, it can really help you take a big leap forward if you allow it to do that. So they're strong. They can be intense. You might even feel it emotionally, but it's here to help. It's really here to help give you the boost you need to get things moving, to really move it through. And I love it because Jupiter in Pisces, that's really taking a huge shift. And that's representing, remember, Jupiter represents that abundance. And it's time to shine a light in the world. It's time to shine your talents, your gifts. Don't be afraid to do that. And one of the biggest things that holds everybody back is they're worried about what everybody else is going to think or say. Trust me, I know what that feels like. There's not going to be everybody that's on board with what you do. But that shouldn't falter you from doing what's right for you. Yes, I know, it's hard, but it will remind you. It will remind you of that. But this is a good one because Jupiter represents abundance to shine a light, expanding your gifts and talents. Just think about Pisces sun, Pisces rising. You know, if you're one of those signs, this is actually, you're going to really feel it in a positive way. Everybody will feel it, but if you have Pisces somewhere in there, like sun sign or rising, you might feel it even more. And remember, it's a water sign, so it's a moving and a flowing energy, okay? A water sign is a little bit, will feel more the emotions of something. So there's a lot of energy in the month of May. So let's look a little bit, and don't worry, put your things out there, put your questions, your comments. I'm going to come back to that in the second half of the show. I want to get the information out, make sure you get it. May 3rd, we have already had May 3rd. Okay, so here we are on May 6th. So 3 days ago, Mercury went into the ruling sign of Gemini. Okay, so that's one that's harmonious. Mercury loves Gemini. Let me put it that way. That's harmonious with communication. It should flow a lot more easily. You should feel communication's not so difficult, and that would be that alignment. It will go retrograde. Mercury will go retrograde at the end of the month later. So move now on your projects. Work with them. You've got plenty of time. That just happened a few days ago. So work with them. Get in there and work it. May 5th was yesterday. That was a 5-5-5 day. What is the fives in numerology? Lots of change and transition. That's a change number. Change of direction. Change is coming. That was yesterday. And 2021, by the way, is a number 5 year in numerology. So it's the year of a lot of change. So it makes it a very magical number. It makes it a high energy number that we had yesterday. If you were feeling a lot of wow, I just feel this energy flowing like crazy, that, you know, you would have felt that because it's a creative. It's a creative. It's about finding where your joy is, really what truly makes you happy. For some people, it's going to be one direction. Some people, it's another. Some people are here to promote and support. Some people are here to create something brand new. Some people are technologically or engineer. Some people finance. Some people are here to just be creative with the arts. That I would probably fall more into that. I love, you know, just being who I am truly. And this, doing this is part of it. When I first started, when I was younger, I mean, art was always a part of my life. I painted. I was doing it full time. I love it. I still do it. But it led me to really accept my spiritual path and my gifts. That's what art did for me. Painting and doing things like that. It took me through some ups and downs, I'll tell you that. And some of them were tough, but I grew. And so now I enjoy both. And now it's like, okay, one doesn't seem to fit or the other. It's like they work together harmoniously, those abilities that I have. So that is something I want you to look for in your own life. Think about, what are these things and the different journeys I've had? Where am I just, I'm naturally, this is what I'm good at and I enjoy doing it. And you may not have realized it. Maybe you're just good at organizing and you didn't take it seriously, or maybe you took it for granted, like, well, that's just organizing. No. Organizing is good. Some people just do not organize anything. And you know what I'm talking about. And then there's people that are just, they just are good at it. You know, I mean, that's a gift. It's not to be reduced down to nothing. That's an important gift. That's actually good. But here's the thing. The person that may not be so organized is probably very good at something else that you aren't. This is where the world has so much diversity, and where I feel that we can learn from one another and respect one another for the differences. So that was yesterday, the fives. Now, remember, you're going to feel that creativity. That'll keep happening because this is a big month. Remember, Jupiter is playing here. Now, May 8th, that's Venus. Venus would enter into Gemini, and that's moving out of her ruling sign because that's a Taurus sign. And Taurus is an earth sign moving into an air sign. So it gets more mental. An air sign is more mental and thinking, and communication is still better for you as well. And just being more social and actually just reaching out a little bit more. You may feel like that. And if you have Taurus anywhere, it might be that particular part of your life. You don't have to be a Taurus, but that's just something you may feel it stronger if you are. So May 11th, that's a new moon in Taurus. That would be May 11th. And we'll talk about that on another show coming up. But that brings a lot of powerful energy. So May 11th, keep that in mind on your calendar. That's a new moon that's going to bring some really powerful energy to really get you ready into the eclipse season. And we haven't hit that eclipse yet. This is lining it up for you. That would be a good time to take care of your well-being. Make sure you're feeling balanced, you know, health, fitness, diet. Just take care of you. That would be a good timeline for that to get you ready. That's a good balancing one. Okay. That's a good balancing moon there. And that's a beginning. It's getting you ready for a new beginning. So May 13th, and now this is when Jupiter, on May 13th, this is when Jupiter moves into Pisces. Okay, so that's when it'll really be highlighted. And it will enter until July 28th. So from May 13th to July 28th, Jupiter's going to have a good, strong basis to help you expand, figure out those talents and gifts, how to use them, how to move past your comfort zone and grow. You can't grow in the comfort zone. This one's going to really encourage that. I mean, it's a good one. It's a good one. So it will remain. Jupiter will come out and then come back in, probably more like toward the end of the year, I think in December. And then it will stay. Jupiter will stay for most of 2022. So we have that to look forward to. I love the energy of Jupiter because of being a creator. I love it. May 14th, Now Mercury is going to enter into its shadow part before it goes retrograde. So that's when, you know, things with communication can pull back a little bit, but it's nothing to worry about. It just means slow down, think a little more carefully, wait for it. It might have some patience there. Retrogrades are not here to hurt you, but, you know, just keep that in mind. It means slowing down and getting ready for the retrograde that's coming at the end, because it'll start to slow down and then hit it. So nothing to worry about right there. So then we have the sun going into Gemini on May 20. May 20, that sun will enter that air sign of Gemini. And this is a good time to get your thoughts out, get some paper organized. There's that organizing again. Get it out there. Get it worked out. It's a good time to figure out where you are with your thoughts, if they're not where you want them to be or focus. Remember, manifesting is moving much quicker now. If there's something with law of attraction you really want to work and shift, here's the thing, and a lot of people are still struggling with this. Law of attraction or manifesting with Jupiter here is a really good opportunity. The other good part about Jupiter is it's optimistic, so it should make it easier to focus on your positives. But, you know, if life has been really tough for you for so long, sometimes that belief is embedded, or we have taken on the beliefs of others and we don't even realize that. We don't even realize that's what we're doing. And this gives you opportunity to really dig in and look at, what do I believe? Because we can have thoughts that are positive, but if we don't actually believe them or trust them, then that's not who we are. It's what we want to be, but we haven't accepted it yet. When you are what you're thinking, that's when the manifesting and the magic happens. That's when it starts to really move and shift. So if you go back and forth with that, it's really important to pay attention to that with the Jupiter energy, because it gives you an opportunity to, let's just check in with these thoughts and let's just, you know, make sure I'm staying on the course that I want. And, if, you know, and it means, you know, stopping and working on that mindset discipline sometimes. It doesn't mean, oh, I've just ruined my life because I've had a negative thought. No, they'll come in. They'll come in. They come in for all of us. Don't freak out. Just go, okay, there's that thought again that I really would rather not that happen, you know, or you might have a dream. And you just go, okay, I acknowledge it. I see you. I know that's what you're worried about. And then you do what you do, whatever your practice is. You know what? I'm going to shift that and bring yourself into something that does lift you and raise you up. And just doing that can help tremendously. It might be just surrounding yourself with other positive-minded people. It might just be going out and doing something you enjoy, taking a break, getting away from what's setting you off. You could find that you may not want to hang out in the same circles anymore. I don't know. It's so different and diverse between each person, so it's not one set thing there. Okay, we're almost done, and then I'm going to go over to the chat and see what you guys are talking about. May 23, that's Saturn retrograde. Remember, Saturn's kind of a stern teacher, just to remind you. That's kind of a big deal. So that would be two planets in retrograde, Mercury with the communication in Saturn. But this reminds me, this is the first one since it went into that big one back in December of 2020. So just keep in mind that it's a stern teacher. I mean, this is the refresher. This is to polish, to bring in the discipline and help you, you know, find your path and not veer off and just go, oh, whatever. You know, take it more seriously is the way I feel that energy. It's like, I need to take myself more seriously about the things I want to do and stop putting them on the back burner. I need to get real here. You know, everybody, think about it that way. May 26, that's the blood moon. May 26, rare blood moon, okay? It's a blood moon eclipse in Sagittarius, okay? So that's what I said at the beginning of the show. It's very strong, highlighted energy, a very pivotal moment in astrology for the month of May. So you may see a reddish tint to the moon when it goes into the lunar eclipse, and that's why they call it that. But it's a strong energy. It indicates changes are coming, or they're afoot, however you want to say it. That's what I mean about something unexpectedly may change or end or leave or something like that. Remember, though, it's a powerful leap. It gives you opportunity for soul growth. It could feel emotional. It could feel heavy. But remember, the energy of the soul's journey is going to guide you up and right out of that. And you're going to find where you are. Okay, just don't forget that. This is where you want to bring that focus back to. Okay, wasn't expecting that. But what can we do now? Look for the lesson. Grow. Find direction. And then let go of what is not working anymore. Okay, remember that. May 29th is the Mercury retrograde. That's when it goes in. So remember that that is when you slow down and retreat. Okay, that's the gist of the month. And what I'm going to do in shows coming up, we'll go a little bit more into some of those highlights of that. But let me go over to the chat and see how everybody's doing. We'll see if there's any questions. Go ahead and throw them out there. We'll do some readings if you want. Let's do it. Let's rock and roll here. Let's see here. Hello and good morning to everyone. A lot of good mornings at the beginning, so it's good to see you guys. Journey to Becoming Me. Feels like this year has gone really fast. I've been a caretaker for what feels like a million people, like a communication facilitator, because no one seems to hear each other. Oh, whoa. Okay. You know what? Let's look at that a minute. They're sorting it out in their journey because I'm asking for some insight for you. I know the first thing I got was you're trying to help each other. You're trying to help others hear each other, kind of like the arbitrator or, you know, the communication facilitator. Oh my goodness. Is there some, and I feel that maybe in some areas, yes, you do. And you're helpful that way because you're the bridge to help one another here. At the same time, you don't want to lose yourself in that. Like, that's all that you have. Because you want to make sure that you're being heard as well. You also want to make sure you're not losing who you are in it. And I'm picking up that there is, I keep seeing two to three, so I'm going to say few. There's a few there that you might want to consider pulling back. And this will resonate with you or not. And let them sort it out because that's their journey to work on their communications. Because we can't control it, especially when, you know, they need to grow in a certain area. And sometimes it will challenge someone that is not listening. Sometimes it will challenge someone that is not speaking up. And so that might be their journey that they're working on. Just don't lose yourself in it. You're helping. I see where there's some positives, but I also see where there might be some balancing or pulling back in some areas. Just think about that. Hi, Shadonna. Thank you. Let's see. And thank you. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Yes. That was good. I had a good birthday. Let's see. Relaxing meditations. Thank you, Jen. We love you. Oh, I love you too. I have been seeing sequenced numbers. My husband started seeing the same signs. I have seen grasshoppers and feathers in weird places. Ooh, love the grasshopper energy. I love it. I've seen that before, and that means it's time to take a leap of faith. What I love is if you're seeing the same ones, then you're in an alignment on your frequencies. And that's nice in a relationship because sometimes it doesn't feel like that, right? You guys are ready to take a leap, maybe a leap of faith, a leap into something unknown to learn or change together. That's what it is. It won't be like you're doing it by yourself. The feathers are letting you know that the angels are supporting you. They're there for you. Just call out if you need any assistance. But that's actually really cool. So you have some things that sound like they might get very interesting for the two of you. So keep the positive thoughts going. It sounds like you're in an alignment there. Robin. Hello, Robin. My guides have nudged me to level up my energy work by going to, okay, daily, if not twice a day. Not sure where that is headed, but I do feel steady, more clear, and aligned when I do this. My thoughts are you keep going with that. You can never do too much energy healing, honestly. Sometimes when we have energy that is a little more stubborn to release or move through the meridians and the chakras, sometimes more movement, movement always helps. Exercise really does help move and clear chakras as well. Any kind of exercise that's working for you, then do it. And that's a very gentle Qigong. That is very gentle. So twice a day, then do it. If it's working, then keep going, because I like that. That means that you're listening to your intuition that's saying, just a little bit more and we can move this energy through and help clear the blocks. So that's where I'm feeling that right away. Hello, Maddie. Maddie is wondering if angels have any advice about the business I'm about to launch, especially the best next steps to focus on so I can really help a lot of people. Oh, that's kind of a loaded question. Let's see. What I'm picking up is you have a lot of different directions. Okay, whenever you're launching a business, absolutely. What's going to help you help a lot of people and not get overwhelmed and be scattered with the energy is to list out all the different projects or you're getting ready to launch, but look at all the different things that need to be done and then triage them, prioritize them, and then one at a time, start taking it off. You're going to be a lot more efficient that way, and they'll be done better than trying to do 10 of them all at the same time. If you have assistance or help, okay. But that's what I'm getting right away. I'm getting that strong pale yellow energy. So that's Samuel saying one step at a time. Don't forget, Maddie, one step at a time, and it'll be more efficient and be more productive. Sometimes we feel like I can't do one at a time. I got to get all this done at the same time. That can cause scattered energy, and 100% of your focus is so diverse that you don't have enough for each project. So that's what I'm getting immediately for you. And I am excited for you. So I'm sending you a lot of blessings and love on your launch and excited for what you're getting ready to do. I hope you'll share it with us one day. Being all secretive. So maybe she'll share it when she's ready. Robin, oh, she's sharing with Maddie. Okay. Shadana, would love to hear what message the angels have for me this month. Okay, I see you in, like, it feels like it's in your home. It feels like the colors need to be lifted and like brightened or something. Maybe it's painting the walls or changing the colors of something. Something feels dark that needs to lift. And you just need beautification somewhere in the home. It feels like your home and your surroundings need a lift. It could just mean you need beautiful, bright, new plant in there, or some flowers, or just a colorful pillow or something. It doesn't have to be a lot. I'm feeling you need a lift with color. I was seeing some very bland, not a lot of color, but I feel like you need some color. The color energy, working with the energy of color, will help you a lot. I'm feeling some blues and some yellows, you know, like really pretty colors that blend together nicely. Because those two colors, if you took the energy of blue, which is calming, it can be depressive in a certain hue. We're not talking about that side of it. We're talking about the lighter, calming, peaceful energy of blue. And you mix that with yellow, the soft yellow of one step at a time, and just know that you're being guided. You blend that together, you have a green, right? Green is the energy of moving forward and something brand new and beginning. I know. I mean, it could just be you're coloring on a piece of paper with these colors, but it's color energy for you. That's what I'm picking up. Shadana, was interesting. That was a very unique one for you this time, right? Megan. Hello, Megan. Loving all of this, Dr. Jen. I have felt called to create several different projects. Any guidance on where to focus? feeling excited and a bit scattered. Okay. Well, you're in the same boat with Maddie, right? I'm actually feeling that energy too. I understand. And that energy is probably Jupiter that you guys are feeling, because I'm feeling Jupiter. I love the energy, and you get so excited. You want to go over here. You want to go over here. You want to go over here. You want to try all these different things all at the same time. And it doesn't work that way very well. And then you go, oh my gosh, now I feel overwhelmed, right? Okay, right. For you, it feels like you have several projects you want to do. You would be lining up and triaging which one's the easiest and least, like which one's the easiest to start first? Or are they projects that need to go in a certain order? But one of them feels like it's the easiest one to get off the ground, and that will build your momentum to get the rest of them done. That's what I'm feeling for you, Meg. I hope that makes sense. I know it will. It should make sense to you, because sometimes one project's going to take a little bit more than another, and some projects are relying on one to go first. It needs to be in place before the other one will work, because they work together and collaborate. But I'm feeling like I keep seeing the word ease, the ease of one that can launch quicker. Not immediately like tomorrow, but one that you can efficiently do well, that would be the easiest one to get off the ground. That's what I'm picking up. Journey to becoming me. Thank you. Definitely resonates. I'm not familiar with, oh, that's a beautiful, get with Robin on that. If you look it up, that's a very gentle, it's not yoga, but it's a flow of movement. And you're moving energy. It's a good one. I've done it before. It's very peaceful and calming. I love it to soothe a stressful day. I like trying all kinds of different things, and I have to do one at a time too. I get that. Let's see, Veronica, using Taurus energy to manifest tangibles, health and fitness, a new car. Any guidance from the angels? Love you, Dr. Jen. Oh, Veronica, my goodness. Taurus energy. Absolutely. Wow. First of all, have you got it defined in each of those categories exactly what you want? And then, like, let's look at health and fitness for one. If you have a plan, are you executing it? If not, what are some steps you can do to move forward? And I'm getting this from Archangel Michael, because he's kind of like, he reminds me of a personal trainer. He's just really, you know, let's go, let's do this. And I feel that you can absolutely manifest every one of them. What I'm picking up is that there's a tendency for the instant gratification. Like, I want this, but I don't want to have to wait so long for it. I'm feeling that you have a little bit of, I want this and I want it yesterday. Maybe in some of those areas, but what you need to do is start doing something each day and create new habits. For example, it might be changing a habit of what you eat in the morning to something that would be more supportive of your health and fitness goals. And then shift that. Okay, I'll start with that. And then shift it and shift it. And each day you can increase on that and change it. It might be that you're needing more sleep. I feel like sometimes sleep is difficult for you. And then it's movement. I feel movement. I feel that you need to just move, but it's not actually just working out hard. It's more just getting into daily activities. So there was a few different things that I was picking up for you, but it's a start, be patient, and have a gradual shift and transition. It will be more solidified and be healthier for you. I mean, you would see that listed even if it wasn't from a reading, but I'm picking that up really strongly for you to pick one thing, at least from each category, to do today. Do it. Just do it. And that's what I'm picking up. I hope that makes sense. I know for each individual with these readings, it's really going to make the most sense to you. You're welcome, Maddie. Shadana, I'm redecorating my bedroom, adding some color and plants. Oh my goodness. Okay, was it drab? Was it a drab bedroom? Because it just wasn't. It was feeling like you were standing in the middle of the room and looking around, and it was just like, oh, yeah. And it wasn't supporting you where you want to be in your frequency. So I'm glad to hear you're doing that. Fantastic. Don't forget blue and yellow. I don't know if that's going to work with your color schemes. One of the things, and I will kind of inject this because it's coming in right now. Stay away from a red in your bedroom. That's an intense color for you. It can be aggressive for you. It has a tendency to be aggressive. It can be a very productive color, but not in your bedroom where you need calm and peacefulness, because that will calm the thoughts that keep you awake all night if you have those other colors in there. And that doesn't have to be the whole room, but I just feel like something like that would really be beneficial to you. Every color has a shadow side. Every one, like for example, the blue hues, don't pick one that makes you feel down. Pick one that feels light and brighter. Something like the ocean colors. Because the shadow side of blue is depression. You don't want that. You just want what feels cooling and calming. So pick a beautiful color of blue that makes you feel good. Red is also, the shadow of red is aggression, but also it's a very productive, get things done energy. So there's nothing wrong with red. It's just more of where you're putting them. A bedroom is where we rest. So that's why I'm suggesting that for you. Where are we? Oh, goodness. A lot of time. Oh, gosh, hour already. So what are you going to do today? I want to ask everybody to think about it. You don't have to write it down, but I want you to think about what are you going to do today to move forward in something brand new? Think about it this way. With Jupiter energy, it's really beneficial, especially for learning what your talents and gifts are, to have a list of what can I learn? What could I go and learn about that I don't know? I don't really know a lot about that, but I want to learn something. Doesn't have to be huge. Just go start exploring something that interests you to learn about. It could be just reading. It could be just taking a class. It could just be, you know, researching it. Just diving in, like, what do you want to learn about? Two, what can I do today to achieve some of the goals that I want to manifest? Some of the things, the plans, the projects. This is good timing for the projects, guys. That's my dog trying to get into the room. And she's laying there protecting the door. What can I do to protect the investment of time that I want to put into my projects? What can I do to keep myself balanced, keep the stress off? Because I don't want everybody to forget about that, because stressful situations or just stress in general, that can wear you down. It's not going to help. It can lock things up. Make sure you've got something in place for balancing and health, like Robin's doing. Make sure you're eating to support the energies that you need for your new projects. And then where can you learn something new that will really stimulate the creative juices to flow to where you can start seeing insights into different things? Remember, Jupiter can help you see the bigger picture of expansion. So, and don't forget, when you if you may or may just have a disruption, you may have something end. It's not to be like, oh, gloom and doom here. It just means that something's falling out of the way so something brand new can come into play. With manifesting, that usually is the case. A lot of times that happens. So don't forget that. And I want you guys to know that this is actually a very creative year. It's a year of change. It's a year of possibilities. It's a year to see past everything we just felt stuck in. So don't be afraid to go and explore that. It will be one of the best things you ever did for yourself this year. And do what feels right to you. Don't doubt your intuition. Don't second guess what feels right for you. Really, I mean it. I mean, even with me doing a reading for you, things can change. Like, if your focus was, I want to manifest a new job, one that I feel more aligned with. And then down the road, and we could see the energy going that way, because the universe responds in law of attraction. Universe responds to what we are, and the energy that we're putting out, it comes back. So make sure the energy you put out is what you want coming back. So that's kind of how that works. But then if you go down and we could see this reading that, yeah, that's it. And then 3 months down the road, maybe you change your mind and you don't want to do that anymore. Completely different reading. It wouldn't play out. It changed directions. So readings are reading your energy field right now. And that's what I'm doing. I'm picking up the energies and reading the energies, listening for the intuitive message angels may have for you or spirit guides. But if you change your mind, that completely shifts that too. You could change your mind tomorrow and everything we read today changes. That's how the dynamics of the universe work when you're looking at it from metaphysics. So keep that in mind. Just wanted you guys to know. So on the bedroom note, now that we're all in Shadana's bedroom, yes, it was so bland. I was going with soft pink, but I like the idea of the tranquil blue. You can have pink in there too, but blue, just something. And a little bit of that pale yellow, like a pastel. I'm thinking pastel cues would be cool. Just think about it. Think about it. I can't wait to hear what you end up doing. But have fun with it. Have fun with it. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. Gosh, this was the fastest 1 hour I think we've ever had. If you like the show, please share it. Subscribe so you'll know when new ones are coming. Please like. It helps us know whether you like what we're putting out there. And if you want to hear about other things, what I want to do is we're working a lot with the astrology and numerology, just the different alignments of things with the angels right now. We have been for a good year or so. We're working a lot with that right now because of how we're all going through such transitional times. It kind of helps you feel not like it's all just happening to you all by yourself. And I find that it's beneficial, like a chart, like a guide, and you can take it or leave it. Absolutely. It's not written in stone. It's just, if the energies have a tendency to feel a little intense, I want to be aware of that. This is how I work with it. Like the blood moon. I want to be aware that that might feel a little intense. So I'm in check with my emotions. So I'm not reacting strongly to something and I give myself a chance to respond the way I want to or with my intention. It truly helps us become better at who we are. I feel that. So I want to share that with you. And I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being here. I am totally planning to be here next week. Absolutely. And I hope that you enjoyed the show. I will see you next time right here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, Intuitive Guidance to Inspire Your Life. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com.